TGIF. Thank God it's Friday.
Oh my gosh, it's TGIF, guys. Thank God it's Friday.
Brought to you by Olodo Nation.
Did you hear that?
Happy New Year! Let me officially welcome you into 2024. Welcome to TGIF on FYI with me, Chantel Essay.
It's TGIF!
On FYI.
Today in history.
On January 5th, 1941, Amy Johnson, who was the first woman to fly solo from London to Australia, passed away in an air crash. She was 37 years old at the time and met a tragic end crashing into the Thames Estuary in Kent while transporting a plane to an RAF base. Amy had flown off course due to terrible weather conditions and was reported to have run out of fuel when the airspeed Oxford plummeted into the water below. The precise cause of her crash was not confirmed and presumed drowned, her body has never been found.
Great news! FYI with Chantel Essay is now available on all podcast platforms. That's right, you can now listen to all our episodes on all podcast platforms, including Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and share. We look forward to hearing from you. FYI with Chantel Essay is proudly brought to you by Olodo Nation. Now for the fun fact.
Did you know that octopuses have 3 hearts? Did you also know that it's impossible to hum while holding your nose? Well, now you know.
It's TGIF!
On FYI.
Events happening this weekend. National Bird Day takes place on Friday, January 5th. It's an annual holiday with 500,000 adherents who celebrate through bird watching, studying birds, bird drinking games, including bird dates and other bird-related activities. Bird adoption is a particularly important National Bird Day activity. According to the newspaper Atlanta Journal-Constitution, many bird enthusiasts celebrate by adopting birds and by educating future bird owners about the special issues involved with taking care of birds, including their screaming, biting, constant cleanups, the need for daily interaction, and a varied diet. Well, I guess I'll be celebrating National Bird Day today by playing Angry Birds.
Oh my gosh, it's TGIF, guys. Thank God it's Friday.
Cuddle Up Day is celebrated on Saturday the 6th of January. Everyone can take part in Cuddle Up Day activities. He or she simply needs to be in a home-like mood and have some free time. If you are single or unmarried, you can cuddle your pet or be like me and cuddle a teddy bear. Another important event happening on Saturday the 6th of January is Little Christmas Day. Little Christmas is one of the traditional names in Ireland for the 6th of January. More commonly known in the rest of the world as the Feast of Epiphany, it is so called because under the older Julian calendar, Christmas Day celebrations fell on that day, whereas under the Gregorian calendar, it falls on the 25th of December. This is a national holiday in Ireland.
Oh my gosh, it's TGIF, guys. Thank God it's Friday.
This Staff Day is observed on Sunday the 7th of January. This Staff Day is also called Rock Day and it's the day after the Feast of the Epiphany. The distaff or rock used in spinning was the medieval symbol of women's work. In many European cultural traditions, women resumed their household work after the 12 days of Christmas. Women of all classes would spend their evenings spinning on the wheel. It's definitely giving Sleeping Beauty.
And that's all on FYI for your information, brought to you by Olodo Nation. Make sure to follow us on all our social media platforms at the FYI Podcast. You can keep up with me on social media at Radio Bay. See ya!